Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's grab a word with Anthony Cummings. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I know tomorrow, Hall of Fame Day, and you'll be out there representing the family at Rose Hill.
Yep. It'd be a good day. I mean, it's a well-deserved honour for him, and he's a fantastic racehorse.
Yeah, for sure. Something Fast is one that I just wanted to get a few words on. How's your confidence tomorrow? You've drawn a little bit tricky, although there's been a few scratchings.
Yeah, Barry Olds is a bit of a challenge, but he's a pretty nice horse. I think he's got a very bright future. Just got to work out what to do and probably make up our minds about whether he actually runs or not, depending on the scratchings tomorrow morning.
Okay, so not a guaranteed at this stage. You just want to see. At the moment, we've got four of them out. And again, I'll just see. So we've got one. There's only one inside you out at the moment. So you're only into 12 at this stage.
Yeah. We'll just really wait and see how it looks tomorrow morning. But, as I say, nice horses. He's on Wednesday as well in an apprentice's race there. And he could go there. There's another race next Saturday. So, you know, it's just a matter of judging the opportunity as it presents and then working it out. But he's certainly a horse that's worth some thought.
Well, I just look at that win over Wolf because I know what Gay and Adrian think around that horse, that a win over him shows that Something Fast is okay.
Yeah, exactly right. He's sort of well in at the weights and the rest of it tomorrow, and it does look a pretty decent sort of an opportunity for Saturday prize money, which is always attractive.
Back to race six, Constellations lines up from an okay barrier.
Yeah, once again, well weighted. The win was really very good. She's shown us that a few times along the way, and you know, it's taken a little while to get to the races, but she's highly talented mare, and hopefully she can sort of take the next step to this level.
And what about No Doubt tomorrow? What are we going to do there?
He'll be much better. He got shut out last time, had a bit of a checkered run. He was interfered with coming out of the gates and finished up settling further out of it than we expected. And then in the run to the line, didn't get much room. So, I think he'll run a better race than his price suggests.
Okay, so that's No Doubt race 8, number 10 tomorrow. And I haven't spoken to you on or off air since last week, but Libertini, she's in the paddock?
Yeah, in the paddock, well at rest. Pretty promising filly, very exciting. We've sort of sent some ideas about her next preparation and what we might do off to Jerry and his team. So we'll work that out over the next little while. But, she'll have a month just hanging around the paddock, a little bit of time in the water walker before she comes back and then back for the spring.
Okay. You mentioned the Princess Series. That's certainly a good option for her.
Yeah, I mean, she'll race through that. I mean, I suppose the queries come about, around the Golden Rose, whether we actually sort of miss one leg of the Princess Series to go there. So Group 1's at 1,400, for three runs in short supply, and it's one of the major ones. So, I'd probably, recommend that to Jerry, but we haven't had that chat yet.
All right, we'll wait and see what happens. All right, mate, we'll wait and see what you end up doing with Something Fast. Good luck with all of them tomorrow.
Thank you.